Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Desert Island Discs. My special guest this afternoon is Seb. Hi, Seb.
Hi.
And Seb has chosen his four items that he would like to take if he was washed up on a desert island. Now then, Seb, we're going to go with the song choice first. What have you chosen?
I've chosen Waka Waka because I used to live in South Africa and it really reminds me of that and just brings me back.
Why does it remind you of that?
Because I like football and it was a football song in the 2020 in the 2010 World Cup.
And were you living there? Oh, no, of course. Were you born then?
No.
No, sorry. Didn't have time to work the maths out of my head. No. But it's something that you associate with living there.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And do you think your experience living in South Africa is going to give you any kind of an advantage on this desert island?
I don't really think so. We didn't do anything much different.
You weren't kind of, out fighting tigers or anything. So we've got our song choice to remind you of home and to remind you of your childhood. And you've chosen a book. Would you like to tell us about that?
For my book, I would choose Kintsugi's Kingdom because, they're on a desert island as well. And I just think it's a really good book. And I could, use the things that they have in the book to help me.
I'm glad you chose that because we studied that last year, didn't we? And did you really enjoy that?
Yeah,
it is a good story, and he's kind of have the boy in it has to survive, doesn't he? Can you remember any kind of tips that you might take from that book?
They used a campfire to call for help if anyone could see the smoke.
Good idea. How did he light the fire?
He lighted it with a rock and a stick.
Do you think you'd be quite practical? Do you think you'd be quite good at managing?
Yeah, I think I could do it.
Yeah.
If I tried.
What about building a shelter and...
I don't think I'd be very good at that.
I think any of us if we have to do it, but I think the fire bit was a good one to pick up. Okay, so we've got our song and our book. Now you're allowed to take your favourite meal with you. So that's always nice if you're living on a diet of nuts and fish, isn't it? What meal would you take?
I would take a bucket of KFC fried chicken.
Just the chicken. Would you have any chips with it?
Probably. Because it would last me a long time because there's a lot of chicken. And in South Africa we used to have KFC every weekend.
Oh, did they have it there, do they?
Yeah,
it's popular
they
there.
Had it 5 minutes away.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so you'd have the sort of bargain bucket.
Yeah.
And is it any fried chicken or is it because of the special recipe?
Special recipe.
It is. Obviously. It is quite unique, isn't it?
Yeah.
Finger licking good, I think, is the motto. Yeah, lovely. So you're going to take your KFC. Any sauces to go with that? What's your sauce of choice?
I usually use barbecue.
Oh,
and
Rogue, yeah.
Yeah.
Even for
I like the tanginess.
You obviously you've got sort of strong flavours, and that would go with some of the island foods might be a bit bland, so you could always use the barbecue sauce to pep it up a bit. Good idea. So finally, we've got round to your luxury item. It might not be useful, but it's something that would bring you joy. What have you chosen?
I've chosen my favourite teddy, Paws, because he's been with me since the day I was born and, maybe even, older.
Oh, and Paws is a dog, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
A toy dog.
He's never left my side.
Oh, what kind of state is Paws in now, then? So you're looking a little
loved.
We need
to get a bit of more fluff in him because his neck is getting a bit floppy.
And does Paws sleep with you at night?
Yeah.
So what do you think Paws will bring to your island experience? What will he remind you of?
Home.
Help you sleep?
Yeah.
It might be someone to kind of talk to as well.
Yeah.
If you're feeling a bit lonely, you could have
if I'm sort of alone.
One-way conversation with pause. Lovely. Well, really excellent choices, Seb. Thank you for sharing them with us today.
Thank you.